Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm releasing. I decided I wasn't going to release it because when I actually got the I took it from cassette to CD. It's a song that I did a long, long, long time ago. I was real young, so it's a rock song I did in studio. I sang it at the Sunset Strip. I always wanted to be a rock singer when I came out here. Yeah, it's a song I put together. I written the lyrics above the melody. How would I describe it? It's where there are some distinctions why it's so original. You know, there's a scratch in it. Well, actually, there's a scratch in the song. There was a scratch in Unique when I released the video. I did that. It was a purpose, you know, but with a Unique song, I put out the original version without the scratch. But this song, maybe I could get it fixed, but I was going to release it because of the scratch. I mean, you know, when you release original songs or new songs, you don't release songs with scratch in it. But I decided to leave it in there, and it is remastered, sort of. I'm just singing hard rock. For the most song, it's okay. It's a scratch song. I don't care. I know there's going to be critics about the song being scratched. It's a song about, it was a positive song, actually. You know, a struggle. Life can be a struggle. Okay. I written it because I was a homeless waif, big waif, very tall, much skinnier, troubled but ambitious and in control of my life. I was going through things that nobody should go through, so I was homeless in other places. So I written the lyrics to struggle on a yellow piece of paper, and it was in the 90s. I was... it started off where I was, you know, had my issues, you know, had issues with coming from Buffalo with healing. And I met somebody who was a musician in Hollywood. And, you know, I kept quiet about my ambitions because I felt if I told people my ambitions, they would jeopardize it or something. And I was right. But I found that about later in my life. As of now, in these days. But in those days, I just keep quiet about things, ambitions, you know. But I told somebody, they just, I beat around the bush, and then they said, do you have any demos? And I was like, I want to be a rock singer, blah, blah, blah. And they said, you have any demos? And I said, no. I said, you got to get three demos, get three songs and send it to a record label. So I didn't know what to write. Perhaps it wasn't as commercial. The other two I release, but perhaps it wasn't as commercial, but it did, you know, at that time and era, there was a grunge rock, 95, 97, or 94, and it's so similar. So I went in and did these three songs within a month. I got some extra money because I was struggling, I was homeless, and being not only, you know, always been in poverty, but being in poverty and being homeless was traumatic for me. So it was about, one was trauma and one was struggle, and I was trying to write something that was rock, you know, hard rock. I wanted to be a hard rock singer, and I had that ambition at the time, so I wrote something that was rock. Vocally, for studio purposes, I sang, you know, I had to sing like a rock singer. Raspier, higher, screaming. I had my high, you know, tenor, you know, voice. And surprisingly, I had very little vocal training, except I was trained myself to scream. I got vocal training later, so that's another thing. But I decided just to release it, you know. Some people release old songs that were scratchy, you know. It's just legacy of Dove Night, you know, in the early Dove Night, to show what I was like, what I written, and what I sang. And I took those songs, and I tried to. I even got into bands with that record. I did send it to punk and rock labels, and they rejected me, and I was hurt and upset. But then I had to go to a Sunset Strip, and I sang that song, playing with groups. They listened to played it, and I sang that song as an amateur rock singer, singing songs, you know, right in front of people at the Rainbow, the Coconut Teaser, the Whiskey Go-Go. So I was trying to get discovered by singing in front of people because I was so shy, but I knew I had to get out and sing. So I sung for so many years. So if you haven't saw me sing in years, you know why, because I've done it too long. It's like, oh, God. But it's struggle. Now, the critics of this song will say, oh, it's tarnished myself. I should be ashamed of myself releasing it. I don't give a damn. It's out for people who like rock music. The title has an extra G, which was a mistake. It should be Struggle, Struggle. I decided to release it because, you know, I'm too lazy to fix the song. And but I remastered it through a system. So I thought it would be, I wasn't going to release it because of it, because of the scratch. I was like, oh, it had to be the whole, you have to hear the whole song, you know. Perhaps I made the wrong decision, but there you go. It's hard rock. It's probably one of my hardest songs. You know, I made a lot of hard rock songs because I was a rock singer. But pop singing, the pop music came later, you know. But actually, I made, you know, I went in and like, I was such a rock singer that I didn't, you know, and I developed myself into a pop singer. So that's that. I wanted to release it symbolically as to put a closure on my past. I do have lots of other stuff buried that I have not released. I don't think I'm going to release it for personal reasons. It reminds me of something in the past, which I had a troubled past of homelessness and, you know, struggling. So when I release it, it's like it reminds me. Or I did do a song that I was not at my best vocally. I was on so many pills, you know, prescription pills, you know, to get through things that I was not all there. So I'm not releasing that because it doesn't show my voice. But I was recording it. So when I was on stage, I was going through a period of time where I was just trying to get myself. That was in, can you believe it, 93? And I was on stage singing. I was on no drugs, okay? Prescription drugs, I was prescribed, so. But I'm okay. I'm off, you know, but I went through a lot. Homelessness is just a lot of things. I mean, the reason why is because all those rejections and being in Hollywood, it just took a toll on me mentally, but I'm fine. I got stronger. Stronger each day. So it's struggle. So you hear what I sounded like when I was real young, when my rock singing, for the most part. The scratch, it go blur out. So you'll hear 90% of the song. I'm sorry if people think it's not great, but that's the way it is, and I hope you like it. Good day, good night from Dove Night. I'm not going to play it. You'll hear it. You know, you'll hear it. Because, you know, it's the way it should be. So, you know, it's a great song. I wish, you know, but that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, have fun. Okay, good night. You're here. Duh. Duh.